Hey, everybody. This is the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're embarking on episode 242 in our quest to learn to be better prayer warriors. We're trying to learn to pray more and communicate with the Lord more and listen more. Listening is such a critical part of praying. It's a part that gets very little play that I hear throughout Christendom with sermons and books, right. Just listening. So right. Prayer is just so critical, but a lot of it has to do with listening and not as much to do with petitioning.
Right. Yeah. When I was a new Christian and we were married and having kids, you know, I didn't think there was enough time. I mean, I would pray, but it wouldn't be long in-depth thing. It was usually right before I go to bed. And that was my understanding of prayer. You know, it's just, you know, get down and tell God what you need and then go to bed. And so I was into that. And then, but over the years, I have grown. And now as I continue to serve the Lord and all of that, prayer is like, I love just sitting in front of the window, just talking to him or just being quiet before him. I'm learning new ways to really, you know, grab a hold of prayer and really, you know, learn the mind of God and really be faithful and just not being in a hurry,
right?
But making time. You know, he's more important than anything or anyone else. And so I'm practicing making him a priority when it comes to prayer and actually all my life. But we're talking about prayer today.
Yeah, right. Well, and prayer is prayer is a priority. Prayer should always be a priority.
It's a priority when we need something, you know.
Exactly.
Most of my life, that's how it's been.
Yeah. Right, right. And I think some of the churches that we've been a part of have made prayer about demanding from God. Mm-hmm. I demand this of God. I claim this of God. I name this. I call into existence, things that don't exist. And we make these demands almost as though prayer is some kind of genie in a bottle.
Yeah, but isn't there one scripture that talks about that, mentions that? Because I think I had a conversation with someone before about, you know, that kind of prayer. And at least one scripture about demanding or whatever came up. But I don't know. I haven't read it or looked for it in recent years. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of scriptures demanding. I mean, you know, maybe hopefully they weren't referring to the prayer by Jehoshaphat over in, I believe it's 2 Chronicles 20, where he prayed this prayer for relief when they were under attack by surrounding nations. But the general idea I get of prayer, I like what Jonathan said to his armor bearer over in 1 Samuel 14:6. He said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come, let us go over unto the garrison of these these uncircumcised." Mm-hmm. He was referring in this particular case to the Philistines. To these uncircumcised, it may be that the Lord will work for us, mm-hmm. for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few.
Right.
And the part that sticks to me is that, you know, I believe that Jonathan was full of faith and that he knew God and he trusted God,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't presume upon God's grace to rescue them. Many believers died in battle and in war, but he said it may be, perhaps God will work for us. But even if he doesn't, he's able to work and deliver with few people or with many, many people.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And I like what you said about even if he doesn't, because I think that's big in the church today, that as long as God is giving me what I want, you know, then God is great and I love him and I serve him and I, you know, want to do this and that and the other. But the minute you don't get what you want from him, how do we respond then? You know, how are we towards God when God doesn't give us what we want?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That's a big thing, I think, because our mindset, I don't know, you know, the different types of churches that people have been in, and they've developed, you know, different ways of praying and what it means and all of that. So, But it's always been on my mind, not always, but in recent years, like, you know, how would I feel if God didn't do this or that? I mean, I've experienced things now, but I mean, something big. Like one time there was a lady that came up and said something about, she was just rejoicing because the Lord had did something really fantastic. It really was. Mm-hmm. And it just came to my mind to ask her, but would you be rejoicing up here if he hadn't done that? And I'm pretty sure she said, yes, she would. She probably would, knowing, you know, her. But I was just curious about that because that wasn't, you know, that wasn't a big thing of expecting that God won't do it. We always expect that God will do it.
Right, right. And it's amazing, too, because God doesn't seem to always answer our prayers based on what we want from him.
Yeah.
We don't always get what we want, and we don't always get it when we want it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a reality that we all live in. And I don't always think it has anything to do with faith, because God is able to do anything, and we know that. But why would we have faith on something that God doesn't want to do if it's not his will, if it's not his plan, if it's not part of his purpose?
Well, you know how we are, though. We always think when we want something, it's got to be part of God's plan, because he wouldn't have given me this desire or this or that or the other. So,
right.
But there are a lot of scriptures that do talk about you getting God blessing you if you're obedient. There are scriptures throughout the Bible that talks about if you're faithful and if you're right. This and if you're that, I will do this and that for you. So I think maybe that makes people think that.
But I think when we are obedient, when we are faithful, we are that because of the word. And
we get
in the word, and that gets us in alignment and in agreement with God so that we ask for the right things.
Exactly.
1 John 5:14-15.
Exactly.
If we don't ask for the right things, we should have no expectation of God performing what we're asking.
And we're supposed to, that should be our top priority, to get into line with God.
Right.
What is God doing in my life? What does he want to do in my life? And I'm not going to necessarily move until he shows me or directs me into doing what's going to please him and not what I want.
Right. Yeah. And next time when we get together, we'll talk a little bit about the prayer, not the prayer, but we'll talk about the statement that the Hebrew boys made along those lines, because I think they hit the ball out the park. Based on their understanding and their relationship with the Lord. So, dear Lord, we just thank you for this time together, and we ask you to let your word sink into our hearts.
Yes.
Please push us to be hungry for you and more thirsty for you and want to spend time with you, not just to ask you for things, but to enjoy your presence and your company.
Yes.
We give you the honor and praise. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Shoot us a line at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com, inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know that you're listening. Spread the word, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.